What's up, 206 Sports Jock? Actually, now we've changed the website a little bit up, so where it's 206sportsjocks.com, or is it the blog?
.com.
Yeah. Here we are.
Nice, finally back. All pods should be up tonight. I don't got to work tomorrow, so.
Oh, you don't? Nice. And we still will have that Survivor League to go to check on to the website for, yeah. And you can get in on that with us. And
that'll
there
be
is a
starting
there is
week two just that because will, we yeah. very short notice.
There is some bragging rights, and
for those of you picking Carolina for week one, not only were you
our sincerest apologies,
and you would have lost anyways. So
and I apologize for the lack of introductions here. This is Dougie Doug to my right,
Jake.
Wow. And to the left we have
B-Ribs or B-Ribs. Brandon
or the beard. Alright,
or the busier.
Just
the
don't busier. Call me late for dinner.
There you go.
New nickname.
Alright, well guys, we have football getting going tomorrow. First game we have.
So it's Christmas Eve tonight then.
It pretty much is, yeah. We have what, the Broncos and the Ravens tomorrow.
Rematch.
So I have a few of my fantasy players.
Do you think
going
the Ravens
tomorrow
will be able to get a 2nd and 75 again?
Oh,
like
geez.
Did last year.
Wow.
Shout out Jacoby Jones.
Well, is Champ Bailey healthy? Because if he is, then they will.
Well, it was Ryan Moore, actually, that got beat for the deep pass. Just had to
unbesmirch the great Champ Bailey. Gotta get me again there.
Man.
Do a pod without me and then I come back. And
we're honored to have
Brandon
back.
Back together.
But we had to just put him in his place right away.
Yeah, there you go.
It's where I deserve to be.
In your place.
True.
All right, so we have the Seahawks. I think that's going to be our kickoff topic here.
10 a.m.
On Sunday, going against, as Brandon mentioned, the Carolina Panthers. It'll be fun. I'm excited.
Absolutely.
Hey, and Brandon's excited to see the starting quarterback for the Panthers, the Jimmy Clausen or Casey Clausen or whatever, who actually got cut. But
it actually wasn't the starting quarterback.
Hey, yeah. He was good at Notre Dame. That's what I remember him for.
He was okay.
That and a bus token to get you down the street.
He was okay.
So, Cam Newton, who can remember that guy's name anyways? It wasn't like he's all over SportsCenter.
Heisman
Center
Trophy winner, rookie of the year.
Yeah.
I have him on one of my fantasy teams.
Yeah. Not a bad player. You guys scared of Cam?
I think it depends which Cam we get.
Yeah.
Because, I feel like
I want to get the guy that kind of cries in press conferences, closes his eyes, pouts, moans, belly aches, acts like a big sad child.
But that's
the Cam I want.
That's the later in the year Cam. This is like we talked about last week with the beginning of college football. The beginning of every season begins with what? Hope.
Yeah.
You have hope. You have like high expectations,
true,
so on and so forth. You're positive. So Cam is gonna be not that guy you're hoping for, at least. I don't
actually think that was kind of mid-season Cam.
That's what I'm saying. It takes a few games.
At the end of the
season,
they
came on
like
gangbusters. Yeah, like I believe they won like five out of their
last six,
knocking
yeah.
off Atlanta and a few
really
other
well.
Tough teams.
But just for your numbers for Cam, he ended the whole season, if you want to go with the overall season of Cam, 19 touchdowns, 12 interceptions, quarterback rating 86.2.
Not bad. He kind of got lost in the shuffle with the whole RG3, Russell Wilson, Andrew Luck crowd getting a ton of hype. People kind of forgot how good Cam Newton really is.
Were those touchdowns, is that just passing?
I think
that's
just passing.
Yeah, because I would think he'd had more.
He got
of
a few more. I mean, he's a big part
in
of that.
In a way,
goal
he kind of has like a LeBron James vibe, just as you're the genetic lottery winner and stuff. I mean, like, he's really, really probably the most blessed quarterback in the league. From
no one ever told you that?
Speed size.
That you're the genetic lottery winner?
Yeah, like, if you can get to 5'11", 160, like, I mean, really getting a lot of favors physically. I mean, you dominate everyone and everything.
Okay, what other...
Yeah, stuff? Let's see. Hawks beat them, what, last year? 16-12, I think it was?
That was a nail-biter. As I recall, the Panthers
also
had the ball
in Carolina.
At like 10, which we get to go to Carolina again. Thank you, NFL schedule makers.
Yeah, that's the one big knock on the Seahawks this year, if you're going to pick against them, is five 10 a.m. games, near the East Coast,
which were historically stinky.
And the 3-5 road record last year was saved, of course, by the 8-0 home record.
Do you guys think we go 8-0 at home again this year?
It'll be tough. I mean, have we? I don't really know how many times we've done that in the past.
I'd say zero.
I mean, we might have gone 7-1, you know, 6-2, you know, but 8-0 is awesome.
Maybe during the Hasselbeck era, they had like 1-8-0.
Yeah, I think they did it once.
You know, but it's that 12th man, you know? It's all
it's big.
I actually never got to be there as part of that, but, you know, from home, I was.
Oh, you're talking last year?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, if I can score up a ticket, man, I'll take you.
All right, cool, cool. Let's do it. Also, like, a big thing I think for this coming game is the defense going to be able to make that, the defensive line make that press like they did last year. I can remember a few sacks that they got in Cam that I was surprised just because I was expecting his mobility to be a little bit more than it was in that
particular
game.
Remember Bobby Wagner running him on one.
Yeah, and so, I mean, I'm not trying to knock our defense. We didn't know what it was going to be at that point when we played him last year, but... I just hope our line can bring it and get a few sacks, and I think that'll
make sense. Do you think they try to exploit our undersized line with a running game? Like maybe switch up their game plan? D'Angelo Williams.
Kenyon Barner, too.
Yeah.
Kenyon Barner actually might be out as we're talking about injuries. John Beeson as well.
Jonathan Stewart out.
Possibly, yeah, or definitely.
Not a fan of
some other guys on the list.
Should have gone to Wazoo, Jay Stu.
That's right. Just same with as for Bishop Shanky. Stanky.
Stanky.
Yeah.
Don't be upset about the victory on Saturday.
Oddly enough, Heisman Trophy candidate Bishop Stanky.
Not yet.
People well, he's know. Been, well, he's been listed like on the. We'll address it later.
Anyways, other things changed about the Carolina Panthers since the Hawks beat them last year. Got a new GM, Dave Gettleman from the Giants. And also signed Dominic Hixon. You're talking about Cam getting run down by the Hawks. I would make an argument that they couldn't get open for him to throw the ball to them.
Well,
so
it's
kind of
always
kind of
been
that,
the MO since Jake Delhomme or Delhomme was there.
He was serviceable, like,
well,
bi-week quarterback.
He was, but, like, what you would do is you would just take the top away on Steve Smith. It was always just Steve Smith and some jabroni on the other side that couldn't get open. And, I mean, that's been them for years and arguably still is them.
Do they have a tight end that's of any...
They had Greg Olsen, like, last year. I don't know if he's there anymore. Okay. And, I mean, he was solid.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's just kind of... Just really haven't had a whole lot of weapons around Cam. I think he really has to carry the mail for those guys.
And I think their defense is probably their strength.
They got Luke Kuechly, high-impact linebacker, beat out Bobby Wagner for Rookie of the Year. I can't say deservedly so because Bobby Wagner was outstanding. But.
Charles Johnson had 43 tackles and 12 and a half sacks last year for them on the line.
Yeah, he's
those are good numbers.
Out of Georgia Tech, I believe.
They had a good linebacker, another good linebacker besides Kuechly and Thomas Davis. 103 tackles, one interception. I mean, they got some. They got
trying
some
to
dollars.
See like what mismatches we should try to exploit. Is it their secondary that we try
possibly,
to pick on?
I mean, they don't have Chris Gamble anymore. That was their big guy for a while, and he
might be
he
a nice
cut.
Day for Golden Tate owners in fantasy leagues.
What about Sidney Rice? He hasn't really done much in the preseason.
I think they're
saving
him.
Yeah, but I think he's gonna. You think he's? So you're thinking he's gonna play?
I heard them talking on KJR that he looked really good in practice, like he was moving real fluidly.
Well, like I heard something on there too that saying that he, his real looking really good in practice was also in just shorts, not in pads and things like that.
Yeah,
so
that's
I don't know.
True.
You know, so I mean, but I do think already they have the chemistry. You know, Russell and and Sidney there. So hopefully it'll be okay. I don't know. He'll probably get a couple catches.
Is Zach Miller supposed to play?
He's supposed to. I mean, he played in that last preseason game, right?
I didn't watch that one. I was doing a fantasy draft.
I watched the first half, and then I was in the same draft as you were. So.
Yeah. So
do we want to go predictions?
Yeah, let's throw a prediction out there. I'll go 20-10. Hawks.
That's all we're gonna get is 20 points.
I'm kind of with Brandon. Like it's early in the season.
I think it's gonna take a bit for the offense to get going.
I think it's gonna be one of those games where we like a UFC fight where we slowly tap them out. You know, like I think it's gonna be probably about 23-14. We'll get comfortable, have a lead the whole game, kind of, and it'll just be beast mode down the stretch, killing clock. That's my prediction. First game of the year, you're not gonna be, you know, completely on your P's and Q's. Like I'm not expecting 48 like we're playing the Cardinals or something.
Well, I guess I'm only expecting one touchdown more. I'm thinking 20. But I still 20 didn't sound that high.
To put you in your place.
Get back to your corner. No, I'm thinking 27-13.
Mm-hmm.
I think the defense causes a few, you know, turnovers. Or maybe not a few, maybe a couple. But
yeah.
I think that
Cam can be a little fast and loose with the ball.
Absolutely.
So.
12 interceptions, like I said.
And mm-hmm. we will produce at least one turnover. I'm going to say one.
Yep. I'll go you one better. I'm going to say Brandon Browner produces it.
Okay. How's that one bettering me? That's just
well, I'm picking the person. It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought you meant like one better, like they're going to get two.
No, I'm just saying one like more, I'll call the person that's going to get it.
Oh, okay.
So I think we're all unanimous in that we don't expect Carolina to accomplish the, 3-point favorites for the Hawks?
On the road, yeah.
And just one quick thing before we move on here about that was brought up about the 10 a.m. games, East Coast, things like that. And I'm sure we mentioned it before, is that that was a Pete Carroll thing with all these preseason practices. The majority of them were at 10 in the morning here, you know, to prepare, you know, for those East Coast 10 a.m. games, so just the practicing at 10 o'clock and being awake and alert and blah, blah, blah. And so
Pete Carroll seems like he's a little more attentive about that than, say, you know, your Jim Morris or even, God forbid, Mike Holmgren. We could never win those games when Holmgren was the coach either. No. Feels sacrilegious to say anything bad about the Walrus, but...
And a lot of those games, even during Holmgren's era, I remember being blowouts.
Yeah.
The Pittsburgh one, I want to say, in 2006.
We had some awful... Comes to mind. Just... Cash for clunkers games.
I'm right there with you.
Okay.
Well, are we switching on to our next subject, which is...
Yeah, let's do that. I think we got a perfect lead in there with your Cam Newton talk.
Yeah, former Heisman Trophy winner, Cam Newton. So what we're going to address, just because we didn't really do our homework fully on the college football season, but we did do some homework on Heisman Trophy candidates. So... Got a few of them right here. I'll just read them off. Braxton Miller, quarterback for Ohio State, has put up some big numbers. He had 2,039 yards passing last year with 1,271 rushing. And Ohio State did go undefeated last year, even though they weren't allowed to play in bowl games because Terrell Pryor accepted a jersey.
And tattoos.
Mm-hmm. Teddy Bridgewater, I've heard a lot of hype about him maybe being a first or second overall pick in next year's NFL draft. Stud quarterback for Louisville. A.J. McCarron, Roll Tide. Alabama's always going to have someone in the discussion. I think he's up there. Davion Clowney. I've never really said that out loud. I've just listened to it a bunch of times. But, I mean, probably had the most epic college football hit I can remember seeing. Like, talk about just lighting somebody up like a Christmas tree. T.J. Yeldon, who's stepping into the role that Mark Ingram won a Heisman, that Trent Richardson contended for a Heisman, that Eddie Lacy contended for a Heisman. Running back at Alabama is kind of like the new running back at USC, pretty prestigious spot. Once again, we can't forget Johnny Football, monster numbers last year, cocky, you know, like showing money, signing autographs, whatnot.
Point to the scoreboard.
Mm-hmm. Lachey Seastruck. Running back from Baylor. If he's any good, that's a name to remember.
That's an awesome name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They say scouts have said that he reminds him of LaDainian Tomlinson, which is a good person be reminiscent of. I've seen this guy play personally. Marcus Mariota, the quarterback for Oregon. I don't know if losing Chip Kelly might take him a little bit out of consideration.
What did they win week one, 66-3? I don't care who you're playing. That's
pretty impressive.
Who did they play?
Hoop River State.
Something.
Garbage Tech. All the teams that you open up against. Marquise Lee, 118 catches, 1,721 yards, and 14 touchdowns. Loses Matt Barkley. That might hurt him a little bit, but I remember him being a major, major talent. And this guy, who, as I recall, kind of doo-dooed the bed in their opener, Aaron Murray, quarterback of Georgia. Seems like always loses big games and stuff. Might be college football's answer to Tony Romo. But those were the 10 people that I saw from NFL.com as they were kind of who they were thinking would be the guys. So what are you guys thinking about the Heisman class this year?
Oh, that's a tough one. A.J. McCarron comes to mind just because, I mean, Alabama's going to crank out their 10, 11 wins. And that guy has done nothing but accomplish great things there. And I think as a senior, correct? Isn't he a senior?
Yeah.
As a senior, it's his team now.
Yeah.
And I see great things coming from that guy. I remember reading a thing a while back where they said, a poll said he was one of the most overrated college football players out there, and I don't agree with the, you know, the four or five games I've seen him play.
Mm-hmm.
Two of them were national title games.
Yeah, you can't really knock that.
And he didn't do bad.
Yeah, he's 1-2, and what, he threw like 30 touchdowns and 3 interceptions last year. That's yeah, a pretty I mean, good ratio. Yeah, I was like overrated. You know?
And got the best dig on Manziel out of anyone.
Absolutely.
Like, that was pretty epic.
I don't know that he'll get it, though. I mean, he will be on the best team. But I just feel like that team's a pretty well-balanced team. And I feel like the person that's going to win it is a person who leads that team and is the star. Like the, what's his face that won it last year? Manziel, you know,
yeah, Johnny Football, you know, wise,
and he was the main big person on that team. Like, I think Braxton Miller and Teddy Bridgewater have high, are really up there because their team comes and goes as they do. If those mm-hmm. two people do garbage, then their team's going to do garbage because they're everything to that team. Just going over your things. Marcus Lee, of USC, I don't see that he's going to do too well. I don't know who's on the other side of him. Because last year he had Robert Woods, yep. who, another guy in the
actually,
NFL.
You could argue that there was more pressure on Robert Woods, and Marquise Lee got to be the second guy.
He was the second guy. And so, I mean, as the second guy, though, he had 118 catches and 1,721 yards.
I think he snuck up on a lot of people early in the middle of the season and padded those stats.
And just a couple things real quick. But I'd love to see Clowney get it, but, I mean, I just think it's hard for a defensive player who only does one thing. He's not
Charles
like Woodson, but he
Woodson
also returned kicks and punts and things
and
like
played
that.
Wide receiver.
And played wide receiver, yeah. So he was multidimensional. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, he's not going to get that highlight hit every week like he did in that bowl game last year against Michigan, right? Mm-hmm. And so I just don't know that he'll get it. I'd love for him to do it. And I think Georgia, he's... The quarterback Aaron Murray from Georgia is a great contender because they're going to be in the national title contention, I believe. Well, SEC first, but those are kind of some of my thoughts off the top.
Mm-hmm. What about you, B?
Well, I mentioned.
And by the way, Bishop Sankey was mentioned at number 15.
Let's just go there. I mean, obviously that up-tempo offense is going to create some holes with him for him.
There should be holes in Pullman that he should be running through.
No,
he's good. I mean, you can't argue with that. First touchdown in Husky Stadium.
Out of Spokane, not willing to just go an hour away to a prestigious university.
And he committed to us. And so then at the last minute, he went to UW. And with Jonathan Smith did the noise. Yeah, Carolina running back.
Jonathan Stewart.
Stewart, whatever.
Yep. We just
I don't, it doesn't, I know. Yeah, just, it doesn't matter.
I'm gonna
I don't
be,
need
I'm
to remember.
Be the next for the inaccurate statement. It's my turn.
But yeah, he didn't actually commit to us.
We were his second choice.
We were a
strong contender.
So
I have a little bit of a conspiracy theory to throw out.
I like it already. Conspiracy theories are fun.
Johnny Manziel, even if he puts up similar numbers to last year, I don't think he wins it.
Nope.
Yeah, they're going to hate on him.
Yeah.
Like, you can see these old white sports writers are just ornery and stuff. Like,
I thought it was all, like, previous winners is a big part of it.
It is, but, like, sports writers is an equally big part of it when they do the voting. It's not strictly all previous winners.
That's why he's down.
And there's a lot of old previous winners. Like, it seems like all the stuff I'm hearing about him, nobody likes him right now.
Yeah, they're going to hate it because he's not representing that fraternity very very well.
And I think people, like, in their heads kind of like the idea of Archie Griffin being the only two-time winner and stuff, and they don't want to give it to this, like, pompous kid.
Should have been Tebow.
Probably should have, in all honesty.
I agree with that.
Like, I mean, everyone hates on Tebow at the NFL level, but...
College.
Other than Barry Sanders, probably the best college player I've seen in my lifetime.
Dang, Brandon playing footsies with me, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And
for our ladies.
So let's... I mean, it's got the list that you handed me here from NFL.com. It's got Miller first. And that guy does a little bit of everything, and he's fun to watch.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's the answer to, or he's this year's Johnny Football.
Without the controversy.
Absolutely.
And if you guys want to, I have like week one numbers from a lot of the candidates just to see how they did in their first games. I mean, I know that it doesn't really matter a ton. But Taj Boyd, quarterback for Clemson, threw for 270, 3 touchdowns, ran for 42 for another 2 touchdowns, so 3 rushing, 2 passing. I mean, that's not going to knock you in the Heisman thing. Teddy Bridgewater.
And they took down Georgia. So.
Yeah, absolutely. Teddy Bridgewater, who we already mentioned, 355 yards, 5 buckets, which is what I call touchdowns. 1 interception, so he had a pretty mammoth game.
And I think that Boyd one is huge, you know, like against a huge team. Yeah. It might have happened too early in the season.
Where people
usually,
forget it.
Yeah, people will forget. Usually they like that signature win to be later in the thing.
Yeah, you're right, Doug.
And so.
Marcus Mariota had a nice little game. 234, 1 touchdown passing, 113 to rushing, and I'm sure he was probably out by halftime. Johnny Football, who was in by halftime, Doug's Crop Duster makes an appearance. Regular segment on the show. Thank you, Doug.
In by halftime and then pulled later, Johnny Ganzo.
Yeah. That one we might get that one we might get audio on. That was a little louder than the typical effort. Yeah. So Manziel, 3 touchdowns in the second half, 19 yards rushing, and dropping footballs. Doug, you were on point. Braxton Miller, our aforementioned early front runner, 178 yards, but they played Buffalo, so I'm sure he wasn't really playing a ton. 2 touchdowns, 1 interception, 77 rushing. So, I mean, you know, it's pretty solid efforts first week for a lot of these fine folks. And, yeah, I'm going to make Bridgewater my early projection as the Heisman winner. So, hold me to it.
Oh, you're going with, you're just picking one right now?
Yeah, I'm just going to say Bridgewater. But just for my preseason, even though it's not preseason now, but my early season guy is going to be Teddy Bridgewater.
Okay. It's the guy, your guy to watch, as
yep,
it were.
That's the one that I'm stamping my Jake Paul seal of approval on, which worked really well for the Miami Heat, P.S.
Well, then I want to pick one, too. You got one already, Brandon?
You know, off the top of my head, just to make you guys angry, I'm going to go Bishop Sankey.
All
right.
Dark horse, you can't go wrong. Local guy.
Liar.
We are
Benedict Arnold.
We are 206 Sports Talks. I got to throw a little bug to the Huskies.
All right.
They like bones.
I like Bridgewater, but you went with them, so I'm going to go with...
Contrarian in the building.
Well,
I'm just kidding.
I'm going to go with actually that Clemson guy that you just mentioned, Boyd, and I'm going to just list two as Miller from Ohio State.
He's my second choice.
Yeah, so those are my two that I'm going with, and I really do want Clowney, but I just don't think that's
Clowney would be cool.
I'm kind of that... I like the defense.
Yeah,
you know,
me too.
At heart,
so. I was really happy when Charles Woodson won.
And so... Those are my two. And I'll just go dark horse, long guy is the... I'm going to go with the Pac-12 guy, Marcus Mariota.
Okay. So. Sounds good.
No Huskies. They suck.
B-Riv. Oh, you already went with
Stanky. I went with Stanky, and that's...
Yeah.
I'm not going to throw 4 or 5 out there the way that Doug did. It's going to go all in.
All stink. Yeah. All day. Put some stank on.
I really only went with 2.
I think, you know, he wins it with a big Apple Cup performance. 300 yards.
Just like he did last year.
I mean...
But I want to throw football in your face right now.
People run for on WSU for 200, 300 yards all the time.
Yeah, because that's exactly what happened against Auburn.
Yeah.
Shut your face.
Auburn did your daily.
Hockey, America's pastime.
Hey, it should be. It should be.
Canada's pastime.
Canada's barely. Figure skating and curling.
Close. Close seconds.
All right, let's move on.
Yep,
I'm getting a little agitated here.
You are getting agitated.
We should just call this the Angry Guy Podcast. Because Brandon and I were ticked off trying to set up the website, which was onerous
just
task.
Technology.
Yeah, we're all hot
but,
and bothered.
Okay, we are getting agitated. I think America was getting agitated, a week ago?
Mm-hmm.
With a fine young lady with a fine young performance.
Can't even bob my head to stuff.
That's a beat.
It's my grumpy old man. This is what the kids like nowadays.
And who is that? That's the girl you have a poster of next to your bed, right, Brandon?
I don't...
Your wife allow that?
I did not think she'd be okay with it even before Sunday before last now performance.
Bye.
Miss Miley Cyrus.
Hannah Montana.
Hannah Montana. You all know her and, well...
Love
you don't
her.
Like
daughter
her.
Of the mullet.
I don't think we're like having to explain who Miley Cyrus is at this point, but I'm doing it anyway.
Actually, shoot, we probably should have let in with Achy Breaky Heart. That would have been a little more fun.
Should have.
You think that's what Billy Ray is feeling after
probably.
That performance at the VMAs?
Like picture if you had a daughter who did what she did. I mean, she looked like a damn dog in heat.
Explain it. What did she do, Jake? Oh, my gosh.
She's sitting there with her tongue out the whole time, panting like a dog. She's bending over.
Dressed like a teddy bear.
Oh, jeez. I mean,
I like the teddy bear thing, though.
I don't even want to say it, but she's basically like having dry sex with Robin Thicke on the dance floor. Shout out Jason Seaver from Growing Pains, son.
Little twist for you. Mm-hmm. Question. Why doesn't Robin Thicke get blamed for that at all? Obviously, they did. They had. He had to know something about that.
Everybody
going
knows
in.
That a white guy on stage when a girl does something crazy gets a pass. Shout out Justin Timberlake.
That could be it, but I mean, like, he had to know. I mean, they practiced.
He
for
was
that.
Taken advantage of. And he was just standing
got,
there.
Yeah, and she's got this thing that she did like 90 times.
It's a foam
where she's,
finger.
Foam finger that she's sticking up in a spot that her bathing suit would cover.
Sticking it between her legs from behind, like she has a.
This is a challenge to keep it PG-13, but I think we're succeeding so far. And I mean, the whole world's freaking watching. You know, like, I don't know. Like, it was pretty horrible. If that's my daughter, like, I'm throwing crap. Like, I'm getting really, really escalated.
I don't know. I mean, I don't, like, to me, like, it wasn't, I don't know what her goal was, but it wasn't sexy.
I think it was
you know?
To out-skank Lady Gaga.
And, like, she's done similar things. Mm-hmm. And did people go as crazy for her? Or was that expected? Because where Hannah Montana, you know, she's trying to come from a Disney world.
Yeah.
And she's trying to become a woman in everybody's eyes or an adult. She's, what, 20 or something
I think
like that?
She's
trying.
Yeah,
her first big hit, Party in the USA, was a very... I don't know. I mean, it definitely wasn't We Can't Stop with that crazy music video.
It was a safe song.
Yeah, it was very safe. And, mm-hmm. and it was a hit with everybody.
Yeah.
It was a hit with you.
Well, you know,
I'll go back to so. 2000.
I'm more about born in the USA.
Yeah. But I'll go back to like 2000. I remember, and I was a big Britney Spears fan back then. Britney Spears 98. Was sexy when she did her little like strip tease kind of show. Right as I said that, Brandon drooled on his beard. Fact check. I saw it.
Are you referring to the one where the Hit Me Baby One More Time, where she was in the schoolgirl outfit?
No, she did like a performance at the VMAs in 2000.
Oh, with
I want to say
snake.
Like with the snake. I'm a slave for you.
Oh, okay.
That was freaking hot. Like I was sitting there like, good God, this is impressive. With Miley, like. I don't know, maybe I have less testosterone than I did before, but I was just like, this is embarrassing.
It's true,
awkward.
It is going downhill at this age.
It's
well, okay. As a red-blooded male, I didn't watch it live. All I saw, clicked on was a link that said, Miley Cyrus outrageous performance
yeah.
on the VMAs, and I'm like, outrageous how? And I click on it, I'm like, oh, she's dressed up really, you know, sexily. Like, what's wrong with this? Click on the link, I'm like, I don't even know how to react to
some
that.
Of the GIFs, like what the kids are into, were the Smith family. They showed like Will and his two kids. Their faces were priceless when this was happening. Like they looked like they had just witnessed a murder.
I had also heard that picture that went viral relatively quick was actually from the Lady Gaga performance, not mm-hmm. from the one that people
See,
are linking
Lady
it
Gaga,
to.
Lady Gaga, I found kind of hot when I was watching. In all honesty, I mean
the meat
like,
dress.
Like, testosterone level was working for that. You know, the Miley thing, it's just like, oh, this is kind of sad. You know, like, watching it. And
I don't
stuff.
Know.
Like, I feel like possibly a prostitute could be watching that and be blushing.
I don't know. I think it was kind of trashy, but I still don't know that it was anything different than what we've seen before by other performers. So I don't know why people are getting so upset. You know, like, I agree. If that was my daughter up there, I wouldn't be happy with that.
Yeah.
But... I still don't know that it's any different than what's been performed on the VMAs before. It's not the Grammys, you
yeah,
know, like
true.
It's the VMAs are
VMAs
a whole different kind
here,
of thing,
for sure.
You know? So I don't know. That's just kind of my take. I mean, again, not hot, but
yeah.
And just keep the tongue
people,
in your
these
mouth.
These people like at their base are performers and they're going to try to push the envelope.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes it works. And
yeah.
Some, like,
it's true.
The Britney one in 2000.
And that worked.
It worked for Jake Paul.
And sometimes it doesn't
works.
Work.
It works.
My bigger problem with Miley is like trying, I think she's trying to change her persona. Like if you watch the video for her new, or We Can't Stop, it's quite a bit off the wall. I mean, it's
kinda
her like trying to twerk.
Feel.
Yeah, it's like, what the hell?
BG Jake.
And, I mean, more recently.
Not a swear word.
She comes out and gave an interview where she said, you know, everybody's overreacting and me and Robin Thicke knew what we were doing, but we didn't think everybody's going to have this reaction. And then earlier today, she went on the Twitter, which we're on the Twitter as well, 206 Sports Docs, don't forget.
Fact.
She said, just called this paparazzi a bad word we're not going to say on this program. So before he makes breaking news out of it, I'll just say it, ha ha. And then she says the expletive again. It starts with a C. I think that's where we can go.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, if she's trying to play down the VMAs...
Is she the Johnny Manziel of music right now?
And the fact is, she's only 20. Like, where do you... Like, my thought is, after seeing the VMAs, after hearing the interview she gave where she's like, everybody's wrong, but, you know, we knew what we were doing. And then that tweet she just posted earlier today, like, where do you see her career as a 20-year-old
Lindsay
singer
Lohan.
Going?
I see Lindsay Lohan. I feel like I've lived this once before. Allegedly, Molly had a role for... This is probably our edgiest podcast yet. For those of you that don't know what Molly is, just do an internet search. I'm not going to go into detail. But, I mean, a lot of the behaviors that she was exhibiting, you know, like, are what people exhibit when they mess around with something called Molly.
And I hadn't heard that. And one thing, I don't know that it's been mentioned yet, is her worst part of this performance was during, not her own song, but with the Blurred Line song, which mm-hmm. she definitely, there's blurred lines there of what was going on. Yeah, and she was, you know, giving a free dance
yeah.
of sorts for Mr. Thicke.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, I don't know, we all have a little bit of difference of opinions on this one.
Which is,
but
it's a good, healthy dialogue.
Yeah. So.
And I think we think we kept it PG-13.
Yeah, we did.
It's close.
It was tough.
Yay. Close.
Yeah. All right. Go us.
Mm-hmm. Go us. So
all right, gonna... hodgepodge time?
Hodgepodge. Jake, mm-hmm. why don't you get us going? Finish that drink.
Okay, so to start it off, what I was thinking, and I meant to do this one last week, and I kind of spoiled my this week one, which was supposed to be Floyd Mayweather because it was more timely, but I was kind of intrigued, and I know that you follow this closely, Doug, with what's going on with Lamar Odom right now. I don't know how on top of this you are, what you've heard. Apparently, him and your BFF personal friend, Khloe Kardashian, spent about 90 days apart in the same city.
Yeah. Well, Khloe Steph was with me. So that's where she was at. So she's safe. She's okay.
What I heard was she was actively trying to hunt down Lamar Odom with her mom and stuff. Like,
Chris
banging on the
everyone.
Mistress's door. You know, like, it just sounded, allegedly, just sounded intense. Yeah. You know, like, and Lamar Odom's catching dewies.
Okay.
Is
this
going to
be on the next
over?
Season? Because if it is, I'm watching.
Yeah. Well, probably not. Probably it'll just be something like when Reggie Bush dumped Kim Kardashian. They didn't really allude to that. It's just, Reggie's gone.
Yeah.
Why do they manufacture this stuff when the real stuff
yeah,
is actually
it's
happening?
It's pretty good. Yeah, if they were really filming that, that's filthy. But I guarantee you, you know, like Kris Jenner was like, no, we're not filming this.
But we'll get to see crazy. Kim give birth.
Everybody's looking
Sounds
for
awful.
That.
I'd rather see Bruce Jenner take a dump.
So, well, I mean, I've heard a little bit about what's going on with Khloe and Lamar, but I mean, I don't know a ton, but I didn't get to watch this last
We're kind of a sports day. Show, too. Is this basically the end of Lamar Odom's glorious career? Because, I mean, he's probably like 34, 35. Been falling off for years as a basketball player.
He's been pretty solid for the teams he's been on as a good
he
role
hasn't
player.
Been
as a six or seven
near
guy.
The level that he was. Like, I watched him closely with the Clippers. His defense has slipped. Never a great jump shooter to begin with. Doesn't have the handles to take people off the dribble anymore. And he's a year older, and now he's got a bunch of controversy attached to him. And you know how teams don't like to be associated mm-hmm. with that. I don't think anyone's taking a flyer on him anymore. I'm actually going to call that his career's done.
I think someone will give him another shot and just remember. It's just how they always let people hang around. I just think it'll happen.
It's well, usually when they're in their 20s.
And
they
what's
still
their how much more does he have to his contract? Because we know how NBA
it was like a 1 year deal.
Oh,
so he's a free agent
deal?
Right now.
Okay.
Yeah, because on a guy like him, you weren't going to take like a big risk because he just lullabied on Mark Cuban in Dallas. You know, like quit basically. I mean, that's he already has like six red flags, and this is number seven.
I'm with you, Jake. I don't. I I think this is pretty much it. If anyone gives him a chance, it's just going to be, like you said, a flyer. But
yeah,
I think as a pivotal player on any team, like, it's done.
Like, basketball seems like the type of sport where you got to, like, eat, live, you know, and breathe it and stuff. And he seems like he's got way too much on his plate, and he's on the north side of the Mendoza line, you know, like 35 or so. Like, just kind of seems like it might just be it for Lamar Odom.
I just hope that he, if, you know, he really is deep into the drugs and things like that, that he gets it situated. That's sad, you know, for anybody to go
through. Sucks
for
Chloe. She seems like a nice girl.
Yeah. He did check into rehab.
He checked in rehab, okay. Because I know his dad
tried to get back in touch with Chloe.
His dad had a lot of history with drugs and alcohol and things like that. So it may run in the family, and I just hope that, you know, the Kardashians seem like a close family that would be there to support him and that he'll accept that support. So I just hope the best for
him
as a person.
Unless he's really into this other girl.
Molly?
Not her. The girl that allegedly Chris and Chloe were like trying to physically break her door down and stuff.
Yeah. Well, drugs will make you do crazy things.
Fact. Well, you know, I feel like I got my Lamar Odom fix in. Should have done it last week and should have done Floyd this week. Get it done, Mr. Mayweather. Getting paid more than Holyfield did. Broke the record for highest payday for one fight. Will be breaking it. All right, I'll let you guys fist fight for who wants to go next.
I got it. At Bumbershoot in Seattle last weekend down at Seattle Center. Fantastic.
Oh, you went?
The only thing I'm not a fan of...
You read about it on the
internet. And this is going to be... This is going to be... Okay, great, great shows. Let's get it first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Crystal Castles were great. Hart even was pretty good.
Hart?
Yeah, they...
Wow. They still got it?
They ended with John Bonham's son,
Bellevue
Jason.
Bellevue fame.
Jason Hart. Bonham. They did a little Stairway to Heaven at the to close out their
show.
Dude,
that sounds
pretty
filthy.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
The thing I'm not a fan of, and it was all over Bumbershoot. I don't know. Maybe I don't get out too much. I haven't seen this.
Weed.
1980s mom shorts are back. And if you guys aren't aware of what mom shorts are, they're the shorts that go really high up on your waist.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're, but
are
they're
they
going to
bring back
high up?
Those, like, designing women NFL shoulder pads that women used to wear in the 80s?
So no holds barred, because I thought mom shorts were one of the worst things about the 80s.
And the shoulder pads.
But
the mullet,
the young,
fine. Roll
the
with it.
Young,
that was cool.
Attractive women, let's just put it out there,
wow.
Are wearing the mom shorts. They're, like, bringing it up above the shirt kind of
stuff.
You're freaking
kidding.
No, it's not pretty.
Wow.
So that's complete opposite. You know, I think, you know, fashion is just a big pin.
Our era was funny because women were just like putting the business out
Well,
there.
I mean, they were the low
yeah.
hip, whatever type of thing was their thong hanging out. That was my day.
Yeah. Apple bottom
yeah,
jeans,
that's like,
boots on the floor.
It's like my wife was saying. She's like, they're not showing
the
thong anymore, but they're
right.
They're going way too high with the shorts. Like, what is this?
Wow.
That's egregious.
Exactly. I didn't know you were going to go with this. I had no idea.
Good addition.
Yeah, very good.
Very, very interesting.
Hey, I am here for your fashion statements.
Definitely.
Obviously.
I will be on the lookout for mom shorts on young hotties. I don't know.
Yeah, mom shorts. Look out for it, people. You heard it here first.
I found that so funny.
And right. With that,
I'm glad I didn't
mean,
have a swig in my mouth. Or Brandon would have just gotten cascaded.
Let's go to the mall after this
yeah.
and see what we can get.
You're going to see it.
All right, mom shorts.
That, like, hip-hop songs would be so much more different. Like, soccer mom taking the kids to school. The whole
club
thinks she looks cool.
They're still
cool.
Bringing it up on the leg, but they're, like, bringing it over. Like, yeah, I don't know how to describe it. Just look up mom shorts, Google it. You're already on the internet.
Well,
people.
I already know what they are, but...
I'm having a hard time picturing it, to be honest.
I can't picture a hot woman wearing those.
Oh, they're there.
Do you guys remember that SNL sketch where it was like Tina Fey and mom jeans and stuff? Like,
yes.
You don't have to look cool. You're a mom.
I don't know. I just...
Wow.
I stop it, please.
That was a good one, Brandon. Well played.
With, like, fashion, like... And I think, I don't know if I've said it here before, but I know I've said it before, and I would think it might have been an SNL thing or a Bill Cosby thing, like, fashion is like, there's the train, the fashion train.
I've heard this, it's
good. And everybody is on it at one point, and then at some point, we all jump off, and that's where you stay with fashion.
I stayed at 2003, and I'm still there.
All right.
And so I still think it looks cool. Carpenter pants and polos.
So take
your hoodie sweatshirts. Get you some. So, take, I mean, that, mom.
That's just what it is. And I mean, and like I said, fashion is just a pendulum. It all kind of comes around, goes around. Even like back, remember like baggy shorts with MC Hammer back in the day? Like, I think
I was still on the fashion train then.
Bieber was just wearing those the other day. I remember seeing some sort of thing with the baggy MC Hammer pants kind of thing. Yeah. So I don't know.
Hypercolor shirts make the next comeback?
Maybe.
Who knows?
Okay. All
right, Dougie Fresh, the floor is yours.
I guess mine's the only one that's sports related.
I have Lamar Odom.
Well, yours was more about his
hide it all back.
But I was actually going to talk about my Coug, because we got to get some Coug talk in here, about Jeff Toole, who was going to start, but I learned today actually that EJ Manuel apparently is good enough from his August 23rd surgery, his knee surgery, that he
will be... No, we wish you well, I mean, EJ Manuel.
He will be starting on Sunday against the Patriots, and so pretty sad about that. Yeah. I was really excited that, you know, he would have been the first quarterback or first player, I think, to even start a game undrafted on week one.
And then rookie year.
His rookie year, yeah. So he's not...
I was expecting 400 yards and 3 touchdowns, and then they just say, you know what? We got the wrong guy in the first round. We're going to Tool all season.
Yeah.
Even though it was a 1% chance, I wanted to see it. I wanted to see Tool Brady.
Me too. It would have been fun. I am excited as well, just another little Coug note. Travis Long, he didn't make the roster in Philadelphia, but I'm still excited he's on the practice squad because,
good for Travis,
you know,
Long.
He's the guy that he started his very first game as true freshman year and played every single game for 4 years. And then that second to last game, he blows out his knee.
Yeah.
You know,
he
didn't
get
to play in the Apple Cup his very last game. And that's the biggest
game.
And
he played through a lot of trashy,
horrible teams.
Yeah. The worst teams we've ever had.
And, you know,
still better than the Huskies, though, but still worst teams we've ever had.
Chip Kelly and the Philadelphia Eagles took a chance on him. You
Chip
know,
Kelly probably seen a lot of
he
footage
has,
of him.
And so, but he made the practice squad, so there's still a chance he can make a team, which
good,
is great.
Good.
So, yeah, Travis Long, best. Go Cougs.
Swig a beer for the working Travis Long.
Yeah, not a Cougs fan, but seems like
we'll make
guy.
You one.
Still working.
All you gotta do is go to one game, you'll fall in love. Trippy Pullman.
Well, why go to Pullman when I can go down the street?
Oh, Pullman's better. It's glorious. It's a magical town.
All right.
Do we go to our Mount Rushmore?
Our Mount Rushmore.
Where's the Cougs tie-in I was expecting there?
To the Mount Rushmore?
To the Mount Rushmore.
There's going
to
be a Coug on
we
this
came
mount.
Closer when the Heisman than you guys did. Ryan Leaf, number 3, son. You never came that close. There's your tie-in. Okay, so what we're doing now is we are doing the best NFL players that won Heisman trophies. And I did the research on this, so I'll go. I picked, 3, 6.
Eric Couch.
Yeah, the best. 9. I picked 12 guys that all had really, really good careers. It's going to be hard to not put 4 running backs in because, like, the running backs generally translate better to the pros as Heisman Trophy winners.
O.J. Simpson.
He's on the list. I'll get to him. I know you're excited about him. We've mentioned O.J. for, like, 4 straight podcasts.
Yeah,
he deserves it.
He deserves it.
This is turning into an O.J.
Pro-J.
No.
Pro-O.J.
I feel like I've been the
Roger
one Staubach? Negative against him.
Yeah, he'll be one. Do you want to just want to see if you can guess them all?
Okay, Brandon, let's just see if we can guess
okay,
a few.
Go for it. This is freestyle. We've got a lot of time. We're ahead of the clock. So take your guesses. You're 2 for 2 so far. Brandon probably is cheating because, like, he kind of saw me, like, doing the research on this. But
Others that have been successful.
In the NFL.
I don't think any of the other... Matt Leiner.
He's on the list? Surprisingly, no.
No, he... I was. Are you serious?
No, he's absolutely not.
Let's see who else has won.
If this segment's going bad, I reserve the right to cut it.
All right. Well, I mean, I've just kind of was throwing names out because I didn't
okay,
want to.
You got hot at the beginning.
I didn't want to I didn't want to listen to you read a bunch of names and a bunch of statistics.
Doug Flutie
did not make it, but he's got a great birthday. Mine. I mean, if you hear the other guys, you'll know why he didn't. So, Paul
who else you
Mahoney,
got, Brandon?
Off the top of my head,
Bobby Brown, New Edition.
A lot of people call him
Never
Paul Hornung.
Heisman second.
I'm gonna go Paul Hornung.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, it's actually Hornung. I learned that when I was doing my research today, but I don't care.
I don't know how I got that top of the head.
That's awesome.
I wrote down, yeah, that's impressive. There's no way I said that out loud when we were hanging out. So Paul Hornung, 37-11, For yards, 4.2 carry, 130 catches, 1480, 72 touchdowns in his career. Also kicked, played quarterback as well. Maybe the most versatile player in NFL history. I'm not going to vote for him because the numbers are just chump change, but I had to give him a shout out. Roger Staubach, in fact, could get my vote. Numbers not quite as good in the
70s. He's a cowboy, though. I don't.
Two touchdowns as a quarterback that he won. 22,700 yards. Did I just say touchdowns?
Yeah, you did.
Okay, I deserve to be corrected. I was correcting you guys earlier. Two Super Bowls. He also scored multiple touchdowns. 153, to be precise, passing and 21 rushing. The earlier mentioned O.J. Simpson, 11, 236 yards, 4.7 a carry, 61 buckets. Jim Plunkett, the crappiest quarterback to ever win two Super Bowls. I mean, I think it's undisputed. 164 touchdowns, but 198 interceptions.
Marcus Allen?
I'm going to get to him.
Oh, just throwing out what I know.
Yep. 25, 882 yards passing. Tony Dorsett, outstanding NFL player. 12,739 yards, 4.3 per carry, 92 touchdowns. Also the only player that I believe won a Heisman Trophy and then a Super Bowl MVP the following year as a rookie.
Really? Wow.
Pretty cool. Earl Campbell, who we talked about last week, phenomenal, phenomenal player. We already went over his numbers before. Marcus Allen, who almost made the cut last week for debating on the running backs.
I don't think we talked about him.
We didn't. We'll do it now. 12,243 yards, 4.1 per carry, 144 touchdowns, and 587 catches for 5,411 yards.
Heckinger, Troy Smith?
Negative. Did not make the list. Neither did Charlie Ward.
Aforementioned Charles Woodson.
He will be on there.
Nice.
Okay. Yep, bide your time. I put Bo Jackson, but I didn't put any stats down just because Bo's just in your head. You can just remember Bo. Awesome plays, great memorable things, 6 yards per carry back.
That's horrible.
Outrunning Boz.
I don't like
The stats aren't going to help his argument.
I don't
Because the stats aren't going to be as good. Well, you just made my point if you don't care about the stats. Well, anywho. Tim Brown, 9-time Pro Bowl receiver, 1,094 catches, 14,934 yards, 97 touchdowns, 19,683 all-purpose yards, because he was also a really good kick and punt returner, and 105 total touchdowns. Barry Sanders, I mean, 39 touchdowns.
It's all in my head, don't even need to mention
good.
It.
Yep. Eddie George, who was maybe the best Heisman winner of the mid-90s class, because there was some junk in there. Gino Toretta, Rashawn Salaam, just some trash. 10,441 yards, 3.6 carries, 78 touchdowns. He also will not be getting my vote. But he did marry one of the chicks from SWV, which is kind of cool. And
Eddie George won't get a vote?
Not for me. Okay. Last but certainly not least,
you hear that, Brandon?
Brandon said Charles Woodson. 8-time Pro Bowler, Super Bowl winner, 55 interceptions.
7-time All-Pro.
Mm-hmm.
Throw that in there.
12 touchdowns with 719 tackles. Our only defensive player that A, ever won it, and B, is in this discussion, I think he totally deserves to be in the discussion.
I'll throw him in there, too. He's in.
Mm-hmm. I'm tempted to vote for him.
I mean,
we got some monster running backs, though, to consider.
When he was at Michigan, he was...
But we're talking NFL. Like, what they did in NFL.
Okay, but I'm saying, like, he mm-hmm. was just fun to watch. And for me, like, it didn't translate right away, if I remember correctly. Like, he wasn't fantastic right off the...
He was pretty good early in his career, too, with the Raiders.
Actually, my own stats say that he was the all-defensive rookie of the year, so that kind of goes against it.
Yeah, I remember him being, like, good from jump.
But, my goodness.
I'm tempted to vote for him. Like, just because I wanted him to win the Heisman over Peyton Manning. I want a defensive player on this list. It's just going to be hard because you got your Marcus Allens, your Barry Sanders, your Earl Campbells. Tim Brown as a wide receiver, pretty amazing. Staubach as a quarterback, pretty amazing. I mean, what are your thoughts, Douglas?
I know you're waiting with bated breath. I actually do want Charles Woodson in there because I do like the defensive.
Well, shoot. Let's make Charles Woodson our first, like...
Unanimous.
Yep, yeah, he's in. We all like him.
And then my next thing, because you're... Not to go against you because of the whole strong... about all being running backs. I do think Tim Brown should be there. If you were mm-hmm. to list the top three or top five receivers in the history of the NFL, wouldn't he be up there? And how many of these other guys would be the top three or five?
I'd be tempted to put Tim Brown. What are our two running backs? Because Barry Sanders is mandatory to me. Like, I don't even think it's a discussion. I mean, if you're already, if you're a Heisman Trophy winner and you're already indisputably the first or second best running back of all time, I mean, this would, this list would be a freaking disservice if we didn't put him on there.
I can't argue against Barry Sanders, but I
know you guys want to because everyone loves saying that I'm wrong.
No, I
mean, oh, Jake has a complex because he didn't get Bobby Brown in New Edition in there the last 2 weeks, and he look at the complex he's having. Like, he's having the little man complex that he gets sometimes.
He does get that.
I was waiting for the Bobby Brown mention. I was expecting it from
Shout
Jake.
Shout out Bobby Brown in the building.
You ruined Whitney. That was decided last week.
By the league, you're right.
All right, so what are you going with, Brendan?
Yeah, I don't know who else you throw out between Tim Brown or Barry Sanders.
We've got Barry and Charles Woodson for sure then.
Yeah, Barry.
I like
Barry's
Doug with Tim
me.
Brown. Just the all-purpose yards are pretty amazing. 19,000 yards is a freaking ton. And I mean, he was such, like, I remember he was an outstanding returner too. And stuff, and it is cool to have a wide receiver in there. So, do we want to advance Tim Brown? I can do it.
I do.
That's 2 out of 3.
Yeah. Let's throw Tim Brown in there.
So just, now, like, this gets the kind of fun debate part, because I mean, Staubach was a hell of a quarterback, and we don't have a quarterback. But then you're kind of crapping on OJ, Earl Campbell, Hall of Fame, Tony Dorsett, Hall of Fame legends, all of them, Marcus Allen. I mean, that's why I said it was going to be running back heavy.
So we have.
So I mean, should we probably do another running back over Staubach maybe? And then debate it between the running backs?
Yeah, let's
that are
go
left.
Between OJ, Marcus, Earl Campbell, and Dorsett.
That's a nice crew. That is a nice crew.
Pretty sure all of them are wearing those.
I don't think you can go wrong here. And again, our apologies to Roger Staubach. Just good, upstanding citizen. Heck of a quarterback.
Played for the Cowboys.
Yeah,
that's probably what takes him off.
Dorsett,
America's
too,
douchiest
right?
team. But Dorsett's and, filthy. And I'll give him a pass. Dorsett was cool.
Dorsett and Campbell both did, right?
Houston Oilers for Campbell.
Oh, yeah, my bad. Okay.
Cool powder blue unis.
Well, I want to put Marcus Allen in there, probably over Campbell or Dorsett.
I'd want to put OJ over Marcus Allen.
Well, oh, yeah, well, OJ would be the other.
Well, we don't have another.
Yeah, we do. We have 2 people left.
No, we have one.
We have one. We just advanced Tim Brown.
Oh yeah, okay.
Brown.
On your urging.
Oh yeah, but I didn't realize we put Barry in there.
Who deserves to be there up there with Barry in that list?
Because we said half of it probably should be running backs. If, for me, it's between OJ and Earl Campbell.
I'll go with you on Earl Campbell.
Campbell?
I'll go with you.
I could coalesce. Doug, you got to come up with an argument. Well, doesn't it suck
I'm
to be on the crap end of the sandwich?
I'm not as invested as
I know you're not.
as you are
just,
with those other
I'm
things.
Just being that guy.
So I'm not even feeling
so Earl
that.
Earl Campbell,
like,
here's some
good
stats
try.
For you. Mm-hmm. Won the NFL rushing championship 3 consecutive years, 78, 79, and 80. Voted.
I was there for 2 of those.
Offensive player of the year, all 3 of those years. In the entire NFL, 78, 79, and 80. And he was the NFL MVP in 79.
Well, based off just Dorsett and Campbell between those two, Dorsett had over 3,000 more yards, same average, and more than about 20 more touchdowns. So I would say based off those statistics, Dorsett should be over Campbell.
Running styles, though, like we talked about last week, like Campbell was the most physical runner
and
ever.
He was fun to watch, for sure.
Yeah, Dorsett, kind of a little more of a finesse runner. He's probably going to have a longer career.
But it's about points on the board, right?
Yeah, Doug, if you want to go OJ, I'll coalesce with you. Brandon, if you want to go Campbell, I'll coalesce with you.
Oh, yeah. I still thought we were going
I'll
for
still
two
take,
more spots.
I'll still take OJ over over Campbell.
I'll take Campbell.
But if Doug's not feeling OJ, I'm jumping in the Campbell.
I forgot that we're going for 2.
One
spot. Because I wanted Marcus Allen, but yeah, I gotta go with Juice.
Marcus Allen's just the Bobby Brown of running backs, gets the short end of the stick.
Kinda like Chris Carter, how long it took him to get into the
Thank
the
you
Hall
for
of
mentioning
Fame.
That, Doug. I should have done that for one of my Hodges on these various days.
See, I support you even though
you, do.
You know.
6 times Chris Carter had to wait. Probably the second best receiver of all time.
Alright, so is that it? We decided we got OJ Sanders, Tim Brown, and who is our
Sorry, other? Earl Campbell. I like OJ.
Oh,
more.
Charles Woodson.
So 2/3, it's official. 2/3 of this podcast loves OJ. And the other 1/3 does not.
Dude, the glove don't fit.
Whatever. I feel bad. I'll throw just a little personal story. I actually did cheer in my high school classroom when OJ was found
biology
guilty.
Class.
It was.
I watched.
I was upset. So this feels like
it was me and perfect. Two African American friends in the back of the typing class, all high fiving each other when
I was in biology class.
Not necessarily proud of that right now. Once I learned what DNA evidence meant and stuff, but I was happy the whole time. I was trying to find ways to find OJ.
Was that ninth grade, right? No, eighth.
10th grade verdict, 9th grade crime.
Yeah.
Because I remember I had to leave the Bronco chase to go on like a hot little dance with Mary Andrews.
Shout out Mary Andrews. Where
you
at now?
Junior high, dance. Put a broom between them. Dance like this.
So you missed like that chase, which
I saw half of it. I had to leave in the middle of it.
So that means you missed a playoff basketball game too.
Yeah, I did. I was watching the chase instead of the basketball game. Rockets, Knicks, I believe.
Whatever.
I flipped through back and forth. Arnold Palmer retired that day. We both saw the 30 for 30 doc. It was good.
Yeah.
All right, so should we cue up our little... There it is.
There's the magic.
Yep.
There's the magic.
That just happened.
Miley Cyrus, bring the magic. Bring it sexy.
Bring
back.
STDs back.
Wow, what did we not cover in that one?
Go Hawks!
Hey.
Yep.
They're going to do it.
Agree to agree.
Go Cougs.
Agree to agree.
Yeah, we're not with you on that one. I'm about as into that as I'm into putting OG on that list.
Shout out Clark Correctional Facilities in Nevada. It's OJ's home right now.
I was like, what?
All right, so 206 Sports Jocks, we are out. It's been a pleasure.
Throwing up the deuces.